Oh, there you go. That was some Uyghur folk music. Uyghur is spelt U-Y-G-H-U-R, in case you want to Google it and get their top 40. Anyway, that folk music comes from Kashgar on the Silk Road, which is the subject of our next interview. Sujata Raman has lived in three continents and visited all seven over the years as Managing Director of Abercrombie and Kent's Australia and Asia-Pacific region. Sujata still loves to get back on the road, don't we all? And at the end of the week, she leaves for China and a 4,000-kilometre journey along the ancient Silk Road to Kashgar. I don't think she's walking. It's in the far west of China. Now, she talked to Veronica Matheson about her love for this exotic location.
Now, Sujata, you're just about to leave on a trip along China's Silk Road. Now, that's going to be a great trip. It's an epic adventure.
It's quite amazing. And I think the timing is really interesting as well, because there's so much talk now out of China of what's termed the new Silk Road. So China's trying to revive this connection with the West and regenerate some of the trade routes. So it's going to be particularly interesting to go on the original Silk Road.
Yes, well, it really started there. I mean, you know, before Christ, actually.
I mean, I think some of the sites date back to sort of 200 BC. Yeah, and I think it's so steeped in romantic history, isn't it?
Amazing. And you see so much different countryside. Go from deserts to cities to Russian-style buildings to amazing people who live in yurts.
That's exactly it. And I think the difference in terms of cultures, because if by the time you get to the furthest end of the Silk Road in China, which is pretty much Kashgar, Kashgar's closer to Tehran and Damascus than it is to Beijing.
Yes, no, I was looking on the map today. I mean, it's extraordinary. And you'll be covering about, what, 4,000 kilometres from Beijing to Kashgar?
Yes. And you know, I think we all tend to forget how vast China is. You know, flying from Kashgar back to Beijing is a 6.5-hour journey.
It's further from than Sydney and Perth. I mean, that's only 5 hours.
Quite right.
Yeah, you're almost in the back of beyond.
Well, you really are. You know, these are the last of the small towns in China. I mean, Urumqi is still enormous and has several million people. But Turfan, for instance, which is a little oasis town, is only some 300 odd thousand people, which is hard to come by in China these days.
What do you see as the highlights of your trip? Because, I mean, how long are you away for? You're away for, what, 2 weeks, is it?
It's about 2 weeks in total. I have a fascination with the Taklamakan Desert, which is, you know, and we're sort of just on the fringes of the desert, so I'm really looking forward to actually seeing that. I think it's sort of the stuff of legend.
Camel
safari, definitely.
Yeah.
The lovely Bactrians, two-hump camels.
Oh, that's right. They do have them there, don't they? Yeah, and you'll be travelling, by train, by road? How do you get there?
Well, it's a real combination of things. I mean, some sectors we fly now. There are two sectors that we do on, you know, the high-speed train, which is quite amazing. I mean, the Chinese have really perfected the use of these fast trains. And then there's a little section on the Karakoram Highway as well, which is, again, sounds very exotic.
And will you be actually stopping overnight in any of the trains, or do you go straight through?
No, the train journeys are very quick now. They're a question of hours, so 3 or 4 hours at a time. So it's quick, and given the distances, relatively easy to travel the route.
And the place you're going to, Kashgar, I mean, that sort of is, it's at the end of your journey almost. I mean, that's a very exciting, exotic spot, isn't it?
It totally is, and I'm absolutely looking forward to the Sunday market in Kashgar. I mean, the Kashgar market has been famous for years, well, centuries probably. We're there on a Sunday, and that's going to be absolutely terrific, I think.
You might be able to buy a camel there, or some sheep, or extraordinary fur hat.
The sort of things that all of us want.
Absolutely. Yes, but I understand that most of the market is now in cement block, isn't it? It used to be completely uncovered.
Correct, yes. Quite a lot of it is, you know, the area where the market is still the same area, but I think it's been modernized in terms of the actual infrastructure over the years. So I think it's now sort of laid out in quite an orderly fashion. But it is, you know, it still has the same buzz because thousands of buyers come from all around the area.
And they can't really put the animals undercover. I mean, they've got to be out there sort of walking the donkeys and, you know, checking out the sheep and all that sort of stuff.
Yes, exactly. And then, of course, there's all of the spice market and the fruit and the food. And so I think that's going to be terrific.
Oh, you'll be in your element.
Do you take me for a shopper?
I think so.
I think it'd be hard to resist.
But the local people too, I mean, they look so interesting. I mean, for photographers, it's going to be a wonderful trip.
It's going to be amazing because, I mean, there really is that mix. You know, you get, there's influence from Mongolia, from Kazakhstan, and of course, you know, Urumqi and Kashgar are largely Muslim. So culturally very, very different to the Han population that, you know, covers most of the rest of China.
You are actually going to Dunhuang, where the Buddhas are.
That's exactly right, the Mughal Caves. I mean, those are, you know, really quite amazing. I get started with a single cave, and now it's just developed into this enormous complex. It's 700 caves or so. So, you know, it covers quite an extensive area, and the caves are really beautiful. And of course, that's, again, also such a contrast because Dunhuang is very Buddhist. And then, you know, you've got the mix of Urumqi and Kashgar, which are very Muslim. So I think I think you travel through history, not to put too much of a cliche on it, but, in terms of you can see how this was such an area where people came together.
Now, also in Turpan, they grow grapes there, don't they?
They do.
Tell me about that.
Well, the whole region's actually quite well known for its grapes and its fruit, in fact, in general, but specifically grapes. But they, and I think this has been going since about the first millennium BC. They developed a really impressive irrigation system, which is where the water is driven by gravity. And so they've been able to irrigate the vineyards. So it's supposed to be a highlight of the region. I'm looking forward to it.
But it's said to be one of the hottest places on earth. Are you prepared
for that? Exactly. This is the amazing thing about it. Well, I think it's the weather systems are quite volatile here because of the region. So you do get extreme cold and also extreme heat.
You're going to have a little bit of time, I presume, in Beijing before and afterwards, are you?
Yes. I mean, I know Beijing very well. I'm there quite a few times a year. So, yes, we'll have a couple of nights before. And then some of us are staying on in Beijing and coming home. And there's a few of us who are heading off to Uzbekistan.
Before.
Of course, you know, that's a continuation of the Silk Road, really.
Yeah. So how long will that take you, Sujata?
Well, that's another 10 days or so. And that goes into Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan. Which are quite amazing. I did that last year as well, and I just thought it was such an unknown part of the world.
And they're the places you need to go to now before they're discovered by everybody.
Well, exactly. I mean, when I was in Uzbekistan last year, they warned me and they said, you know, this is the height of the tourist season. Well, I mean, you'd be lucky to see another 50 tourists.
Really?
If that.
Oh, look, that's the best time to go. Absolutely best time. Now, have a wonderful, wonderful trip, and thank you for talking to me about it.
Thank you very much. Lovely to chat.
Well, that was Veronica Matheson chatting with Sujata Raman of Abercrombie and Kent.